Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome to Urban Wine Life. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and we're here for our wine review. And like I said, we have a couple of white wine reviews that I really wanted to get into before it got really, really cool. Because we're here in Georgia, and it's still in the high 70s. Can you believe that? But, you know, hence the global warming. But today, we're looking at a free run paper bark Chardonnay. And I know most people say, okay, Chardonnay, Michael, you don't talk about Chardonnays. You said you don't like Chardonnays. You don't like that oaky taste. You don't like the creaminess of that, those California Chardonnays. Well, I don't. But I normally try Chardonnays from other countries that kind of have different type of complexities and not as much of an oak taste as the Californias, and that other creamy off taste that I normally get from the California wines. So this one is Australian, and I love Australian wines from the Barossa Valley. I get a lot of my Shirazes and Chardonnay Blancs from that region. So this was a good opportunity to try a Chardonnay. And you know me, I'm always trying to eat it or drink it with something that I'm eating. So I wanted to pull this one out of my pocket and say, hey, let's try this. So first of all, the aroma, the notes that you smell on there. So you get flowers. So it's floral. So that was really interesting because I normally get florals or grassy or anything like a Sauvignon Blanc. But this Chardonnay had like some white flowers and kind of, you know, nice floral type smell as opposed to anything else. And I'm like, okay, this is different. So it was very, very welcoming in that notes. It had slight oak, oak taste, but it had a slight oaky type taste. But let's go back to the aroma and what we were smelling. So, you know, some of these, I had a previous Sauvignon Blanc that I said had hints of peach. Well, this one was a ripe peach smell. So that aroma that you came off, the notes came off, was really tart. Wasn't sweet, though, which was really cool. It wasn't a sweet wine. It was really, really floral, really, really citrusy. You know, so when you get a lot of citrus, it's on a little acidic, but not sweet. So this is what you was getting from that. So when I had to taste it, and let's take another taste out of it, because pretty much the wine is pretty much gone and everything I got is in this one glass in front of me. So let's get another whiff. And yep, that's what I'm getting. I'm trying to get, because I'm not a big flower guy, so I'm not going to say, oh yeah, it's like daffodils, it's like blah, blah, blah. But nah, I'm not going to go into that. But yeah, so you get white floral taste, smell of that. And you can smell those peaches kind of coming out, which I thought was really cool. So I thought I was getting something other than a Chardonnay. So I was kind of excited on that. So let's take a quick taste of that and get it juicy all up in the mouth. Yep. More citrusy, not fruity, more citrus. You get a lot of acidic taste on that too. A little spice, not really any spice that you would go to, because you know Chardonnays aren't really big on the spice side, but really, really you get a little spice on that. The note says hint of vanilla and oak, but I got only slight oak. That's why, another reason why I enjoyed it, because it was only a bit of oak, not really that wood taste. You know, like when you're drinking some of these red wines, it's really, really, you get that wood taste to it, and you eat and you're drinking that, and you're going, whoa, yeah, I'm drinking out of a wooden glass, you know, when liquid just, you know, absorbs into that and you put your mouth to it and it's like you're drinking from a wood cup, sort of like that. So I don't like that feel, you know, so I don't like that taste within my mouth, but this isn't giving you that. And it's really, really getting a good flavor. It's really getting a good aroma. And it's a really nice wine. It's really nice. So when I said the Free Run Paper Bark Chardonnay, look out for that. It's got like a little koala bear on the cover. So say it's kind of cute. So you kind of look at it and it's kind of cute. So you'll see that and say, oh, that's pretty cute. Let me grab that bottle. But it'd be worth it. It's worth it. And especially it was worth it for me because it was a Chardonnay. And I'm not a big Chardonnay fan. So I always try to get Chardonnays from somewhere totally different. I had some good Chardonnays from South Africa that I thought was really good. Chardonnays, again, from Australia. Nothing extraordinary from South America because I was trying some Chardonnays from Chile. And there was another one from down there. But anyway. I tried from that region, and there wasn't exciting. It was like, okay, I'm drinking a Chardonnay. Nothing particularly off the charts that you would say, buy Chardonnays from this region. But, and again, I'm not going back to California. If I happen to be drinking with people, I'll try it, and hopefully it'll be something that'll stand out, and I'm saying, wow, they must have fermented it this differently, they aged it a little differently, or they didn't sit it in oak as long as I thought it would. But this one is pretty good. Once again, the Free Run Paper Bark Chardonnay, 2016. It's a 2016, so last year's, so still pretty young. Good time to drink it, and we're getting into the 2018, so almost aging to a certain point, but really enjoyable. So check it out. Look it up. You'll probably be able to enjoy it as well. So Bougie Black Bro, Instagram and Twitter, bougieblackbrother.com. Go to the website. We have plenty of other podcasts if you want to listen to music or music reviews, political stuff, different type of podcast to your liking other than these fantastic reviews on wine, Bougie Black Bro. But go to urbanwinelife.com for the newest reviews on wine, or get it and download it on podcasts on iTunes and Google Play, and the main one is Podbean. So if you download that app, you can get them directly, subscribe, and they'll just come lined up one after the other. But every Friday, you'll get the wine reviews. So, Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, thanking you once again for stopping by, and we'll see you next Friday on Urban Wine Life. That's it. Bye.